Mrs. Ricardo, did you see anyone?
No, I was asleep.
Who else lives here?
Well, my husband, he's still working at the club, and my little baby's asleep in the nursery.
I'll check the premises.
Oh, well, a robbery right here, in the building?
Yeah. Oh, it just gives me goose pimples.
Well, gee, at least you got Fred to protect you.
Protect me? The minute he heard about it, he ran and hid.
I was not hiding. I was looking for something to hit him with.
Under the bed? Oh, it was awful, Lucy.
Really?
I can't see what's why you didn't wake up.
Please don't wake up the baby. Where was the robbery?
It was in the Ackerman's apartment across the street. They came home and scared the burglar, and he went down the fire escape.
No kidding.
Yeah, and then they saw him run across the street and right into this building.
Are you sure?
Well,
yes, because
we've checked everywhere. So I guess she's giving us the slip again.
Oh, that's too... She?
She? Isn't it a man?
We think the person who's been pulling all these jobs in the neighborhood lately is a woman.
What makes you think it's a woman?
We suspected it at first. But tonight, the Ackerman's report clinched it.
How?
Just before entering this building, they saw the robber stop and take a hitch at her girdle.
Have you any idea who she is?
No, the only thing we've got to go on are fingerprints. But the boys on the force call her Madam X.
Madam X.
How do you like that?
Well, thanks, folks, for your cooperation.
Oh,
you're welcome.
Hey,
you're welcome.
Madam X strikes again. The mysterious woman burglar added another to her long list of robberies last night. Oh, boy, that's exciting. It isn't every day we have a robbery and get our names in the paper.
What do you mean, our names in the paper?
Right here. The police questioned all the tenants. That's us.
I cut it out and put it in my scrapbook.
Well, it is exciting.
Have you seen the news?
Have you seen the mirror?
No,
look at that.
Oh. Oh, the news is more sensational.
Yeah, but the mirror gives it more space. Isn't it scary? Fred Mertz, I want you to have new locks put on every door in this building. A child could open the old ones.
I can't afford it.
I'll buy them.
With what?
Oh, I've managed to save a little out of that miserable pittance you give me.
Okay, then buy the locks.
All right. I was going to buy you a birthday present with that money.
Oh, fine.
Oh, Fred, I didn't know you had a birthday coming up.
When is it, Fred?
Week from Thursday.
Ah.
How old are you going to be?
Did you hear about the big robbery last night?
Come on, Fred, don't be bashful. How old are you?
Well, now, I'll make a deal. I'll tell how old I am if you'll tell how old you are.
That was a big robbery we had. Come on, birthday boy. Let's go count how many locks we have to buy.
New door locks for Fred. New door locks for Fred. New door locks.
Gee, I'm glad we found out about Fred's birthday. What do we get him?
How about some keys to go with the locks?
Seriously, we have to get him something nice.
Hey, I know. A tweed suit.
A tweed suit?
Yeah. He's always wanted a suit from my tailor's. A tweed one.
Oh, a tweed suit. Oh, he'd love that.
Well, I tell you what. I'll make an appointment for him to go to the tailors today.
Oh, no, that's no fun. Then it won't be a surprise.
Well, honey, they have to know his measurements.
They do?
They do, unless you want to give him a tweed nightshirt.
Oh, dear.
Let's see. Oh, why don't you get one of his old suits from Ethel, and then the tailors can get the measurements off of that?
No, she's such a blabbermouth. She'd tell him.
Well, I don't know how we're going to get it, then.
I know. I'll sneak in and get one of his old suits out of the closet without either one of them knowing it.
Be sure they don't catch you.
Well, I won't if you keep him busy. Call him up and get him over here on some pretext.
Okay. I'll get him over on some pretext. What's a pretext?
Well, it's when you want someone to do something, but you don't want them to know that you want them to do that particular something. So you make up something else. Then they think they're just doing that something else, but in reality, they're doing the something that you want them to do, but don't want them to know that you want them to do.
Wow!
Look, I'll show you what I mean. Oh, wait a minute. Forget the pretext. They're out around the building counting locks. I'll go get it right now.
Okay.
Mrs. Mertz, here's the check for my rent.
Oh, thanks.
My, we certainly had a lot of excitement around here last night, didn't we?
I'll say we did.
Are we alone?
Well, yes. Fred's out in the kitchen, but he can't hear us. Why?
Mrs. Mertz, I know something.
About the robbery?
Yes. And I've got to tell somebody.
Oh, you can trust me, Mrs. Trumbull.
Well, I may be wrong, but I think there's a chance that Madam X may be somebody who lives in our building.
In this building?
What makes you think so? Well, they say Madam X is a woman who wears men's clothes.
Yes, yes.
They saw her come in here, and they didn't see her go out.
Yes.
Now, I know I'm wrong. I know there's a logical explanation, but...
But what? But what?
I know I'm wrong, but I saw someone sneaking out of your apartment with a man's suit.
Oh. Who?
Lucy Ricardo.
Lucy? Going out of this apartment?
Sneaking along the hall.
Oh, my goodness. Lucy. Oh, Mrs. Oh, what are we saying?
I know there's a logical explanation, but what is it?
Oh, Mrs. Trumbull, I'm surprised at you, suspecting Lucy of all people.
Well, I said I knew I was wrong.
Oh, I should say so. Oh, I'm ashamed of the two of us just standing here talking like this.
Well, so am I. Just forget I ever mentioned
it. Oh, consider it forgotten.
Goodbye.
What's the matter?
Guess who Madam X is?
Who?
Lucy.
Lucy who?
Lucy Ricardo. And what's more, she's pulling all those jobs wearing your suit.
I've been waiting for this. Your brain has gone bye-bye.
Oh, is that so? Well, Mrs. Trumbull said she saw Lucy sneaking out of this apartment carrying one of your suits.
I don't believe it.
Well, I'll just look and see. Uh-huh. Your gray suit is gone.
So she took one of my suits. Ethel, there's 100 reasons why Lucy could take one of my suits.
Name a few.
Well, it could have been... Well, she might have had a... So Lucy's Madam X.
Uh-huh.
Now, listen, we've got to get a hold of ourselves. We're standing here accusing Lucy of being a crook.
I know it. I know it. We've got to prove that Lucy's innocent for her sake and ours. But how? I know. After Ricky goes to work tonight, we'll watch her and see what she does. We'll go up on the roof and come down the fire escape and watch her through the window.
What'll that prove?
Well, if she doesn't put on your suit and go out and come back later with a bag full of loot, then she isn't Madam X.
That won't prove anything. Even a crook has a night off.
Then we'll stay out there till we prove that Lucy's innocent.
All right.
Besides, if she is Madam X, you and I better know about it.
What's she doing now?
She must be going to crack a safe tonight. She's sandpapering the ends of her fingers.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I was wrong. She's using an emery board on her nails.
Come on, Sherlock. Let's go back to headquarters and forget it.
Forget it? We've only been here an hour.
I'm cold. I want to go home.
Well, go ahead. Leave me your coat, will you?
Yes. Sherlock. Oh, sneezing like... Here, put this... Put my hat on, too. Now, don't hang around here too long.
I won't. Just long enough to clear the name of my good friend, Madam X. Lucy. Might have been Madam X on the fire escape. There she is. I don't believe it. Your Aunt Ethel is Madam X.
Here's your house money for the week, honey. Now put it away. Don't lose it. Now look, Lucy, you gotta stop even thinking that Ethel is Madam X.
I know, but after what I saw... What was she doing out there on that fire escape wearing a man's hat and coat?
Well, there must be a good reason for it.
I'd like nothing better than to find a good reason. I've been thinking and thinking, and I can't find one.
Well, now, you don't really think that Ethel is Madam X.
Of course not, but how can I prove it?
Well, why don't you just ask her about it?
Oh, sure. What am I going to say? Hi, Ethel. Robbed any good apartments lately?
You know what I mean. Tell her that you sure saw her out in the fire escape.
Oh, I can't do that.
Why not? If she's not Madam X, she'll tell you when she was out there.
And if she is, she'll shoot me. Well, we gotta be clever about this, Ricky. What do the police do when they suspect someone?
Oh, well, they got a whole routine.
What kind of a routine?
Well, you know, they got clues, fingerprints, telltale evidences.
Fingerprints? We'll try to get Ethel's fingerprints on something. This silver cigarette case of yours would be just perfect. Hello, Ethel? Ethel, we were just wondering why we haven't... Oh, Fred! I didn't recognize your voice. Oh. How are you? Oh, we're fine. Yeah, well, we were just sitting around wondering why you haven't dropped over lately. Yeah, well, why don't you come over? Oh, good. Bring the madam. The missus. Ethel, bring Ethel. Oh, all right, bye. They're coming right over. This will just be perfect. Now, let's see. We can serve drinks, maybe get fingerprints on the glasses, too.
Okay, I'll make some lemonade or something.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, just serve two drinks.
Just two?
Yeah, now, we won't touch a thing. That way, all the fingerprints will be theirs. Forget me. Now, keep your eyes peeled for clues while we're over there.
Hey, if you could get Lucy to choke you,
We'd have her fingerprints on your neck.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I like it.
I don't mean the choking part.
We'll try and get her fingerprints on something.
All right.
Now, while we're over there, we won't touch a thing. And any fingerprints will be theirs.
All right, come on, let's go.
Hi, Ethel, Fred.
Hello, honey.
Come in and sit down, won't
you? All right.
Hello, Lucy.
Good to see you.
Thanks.
I bet you were wondering why I asked you over here tonight.
Well, yes.
Oh.
I have something I want to show you.
What?
Here, take it.
I can see it.
It's that cigarette case that Ricky got for Christmas last year.
Oh, you've seen it before, huh?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, you want to see it again?
No.
Oh. Look inside. You haven't seen the inscription, have you?
You mean the one that says, Merry Christmas to the Boss from the Boys, 1952?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, I've seen it.
You know, this is pure silver. Isn't it amazing how heavy silver is? Here, lift it.
I know, it weighs a ton.
That's the reason Ricky never carries it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, folks.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Rick.
Put the drinks right down there,
okay.
Dear.
Okay.
Oh, just a minute, just a minute. Oh. Okay.
There you are. Have one, Fred.
No, thanks.
Go ahead, help yourself, Ethel.
No, thanks. I'm on a diet.
Oh, on a diet? Well, you don't have to reduce. If anything, I'd say you were underweight.
Have you been to an oculist lately?
Quiet. Come on, Ethel. Have one. Come on. Here.
No, I'm not thirsty anyway.
Now. Well.
Oh, don't let that keep you from having one, honey. You have one.
Oh, all right. Hand it to me, will you, dear?
No, thanks. I changed my mind.
Let's have some peanuts, dear. They're right there on the mantle.
Okay. Here.
Oh, thanks.
I'd like some. All right.
Oh, just a minute. Here, hand this to Fred, dear.
All right.
Thanks.
Well, come on, Fred. Let's go.
All right.
Oh, don't go.
Oh, honey, I've got 100 things to do.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's
I didn't expect.
Oh, we may come later.
Oh.
We might come up later.
Oh, well, I'll go.
Goodbye, thanks.
You can come later now if you can.
Bye. Darn it. Did you see how slippery she was? She deliberately kept from putting her fingers on anything.
Yeah.
How about that, huh?
How about that?
I got him. I got her fingerprints.
What'd you get?
On that silver cigarette case.
Oh, pretty slick, huh?
Now, all I gotta do is take this down to the police station and compare these with Madam X's. I'll go get my coat on.
All right.
Fred, don't touch that cigarette case. I don't want any fingerprints on that but Lucy's.
Now, let's see. I think I got good, clear prints.
Hey, she's cleverer than I thought. She handled that with her bare hands and didn't leave a print on it.
Oh, how about that?
Come
Honey, I'm late for the club already. I'll see
Ricky,
you later.
Ricky, have you got your silver cigarette case?
No. Why?
Well, I left it right here someplace, and I just can't understand. Ethel swiped your cigarette case. She really is Madam X.
Oh, come on now.
Yes, now we gotta do something about this.
Well, I don't know what you're gonna do, but I gotta go. Good night, honey.
Listen, Ricky, now I got an idea. I'm gonna call Ethel, and I'm gonna tell her that I'm gonna take the baby over to Mrs. Trumbull's apartment, and that I'm going down to the club with you tonight.
Why?
Well, that way she'll think the apartment is empty, and if she wants to really rob it, she can. And then I'll hide in here, and I'll catch her red-handed. And maybe I can talk her out of this life of crime.
Oh, now look, honey, why don't you get a good book, go to bed, and forget all these crazy schemes?
They're not crazy schemes.
Yes, they are. Now, good night, dear.
Good night, dear. Hello, Ethel. Ethel, in case you were thinking of dropping over again tonight, I just wanted you to know that we wouldn't be home. Away. Put that away. What do you want to do? Hurt somebody? Now stop that. The idea. I'm surprised at you trying to rob our apartment. Why, Ethel Mertz? Why, Ethel Mertz? I never heard of such a thing. You. Madam X, I thought you were.
I was.
How'd you get that idea?
Well, where'd you get the idea I was?
Well, Mrs. Trumbull says she saw you sneaking out of our apartment carrying one of Fred's suits.
Oh, that was for a model. Ricky was going to give Fred a suit for his birthday.
Oh, dear.
What were you doing out on our fire escape wearing a man's hat and coat?
I was spying on you. I thought you were Madam X, and Fred and I went out on the fire escape, and I got cold, and he gave me his coat and hat.
Oh, no.
I got it! Well, honey, I got Ethel! I got Ethel!
I got it!
Trumbull was played by Elizabeth Patterson. Madam X was Alice Wills. And the policeman was Alan Jenkins. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time. This is the CBS Television Network.